This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Shelly is here. It's news time now.
Mm-hmm. And coming up in the news, it's no Kim Kardashian Island birthday adventure, but I do have something cool around here to tell you about. And Interrupting Cal Says Moo. News brought to you by Huffman and Huffman. Do you know how much insurance you really have? Because it matters when you're in an accident. Let Huffman and Huffman make sure you get what you deserve. Mm-hmm. So a little help is needed in Virginia Beach after a theft. A tree truck and wood chipper were stolen out of Virginia Beach sometime between November 6th and November 9th, according to the Virginia Beach Crime Solvers. Okay. The truck's license plate is UA48146. I know that's impossible to remember.
It is.
But the more important thing is that it has a sign on the side that says Poor Folks Tree Service.
All right, so that, there you go. That should be the giveaway, right?
News 3 says the truck was stolen between the hours of 6 p.m. and 7:30 in the morning. If you could help locate the missing truck and wood chipper, they'd like you to contact the Virginia Beach Crime Solvers.
Okay, good.
Now, also going on around here, we are back on a version of restriction. Governor Northam announced the new coronavirus restrictions for our state, which went into effect yesterday to help curb the spread of the virus in the Commonwealth, of course, he said. So our new rules include expanding the mask mandate in indoor public spaces to Virginians age 5 and over. The previous mandate was for ages 10 and over, so
okay, wow.
Now we're backing it down to 5.
Yep.
All essential retail business, like grocery stores, pharmacies, and stuff, have to adhere to the face covering and social distancing guidelines. Violations can be enforced through the Virginia Department of Health as a Class 1 misdemeanor. Alcohol sales are cut off at 10 p.m. at restaurants, breweries, wineries, and the like.
Ouch.
All establishments must close at midnight. And the biggie is the reduction of capacity at indoor and outdoor gatherings to 25 people. That is down from the current limit of 250. Well, what was the current limit? That does not count places like restaurants and churches. The limit does not apply to schools, businesses, or churches. The governor's office clarified that gatherings of 25 doesn't apply to religious services, that it also doesn't change the existing 50% capacity limit at restaurants. The only thing that would change is that if a restaurant has a party coming in of more than 25 people, they would not be able to seat that group.
But restaurants and churches already have their own protocols in place. They can only seat half to begin with.
That's at 50%, yeah.
So if they have capacity for the larger crowds. But there's also, you know, recently one of the Supreme Court justices even said that we are very much treading on some deep water here in terms of people's religious liberty in the United States, in a country that was founded on some of those principles, that we have given up a lot in this, and it may be questionable, and it may be questionable as to its legality.
Mm-hmm.
So, thought that was interesting in terms of churches, because they had shut down church before.
Yes, they did. Yeah, as for religious gatherings this time around, individuals can attend services by following what the Associated Press called a lengthy list of COVID measures, like social distancing and cleaning, among other things.
Yeah, and a wedding cannot apparently be a religious gathering.
Yeah, as we
somebody
heard.
Texted us back on that.
Yeah.
Somebody sent us an email that they have $20,000 in limbo.
Yep.
Because they had a wedding schedule that's not going to be going forward.
Yikes. By the way, and I did have this line before, but Virginia Beach Mayor Bobby Dyer said he would have liked for the governor to notify the Commonwealth's largest city before issuing the mandates. He actually found out from a waiter while he was eating out at a local restaurant.
Is everybody hearing this? So the next time you talk about your government conspiracy, know that they don't even talk to each other. Between the mayor of the largest city in Virginia and
that's
the governor.
Yep.
It's like, not a word. Really?
Not.
Really? Tell me again about how this orchestrated fake is happening again then, okay? Somebody?
The waiter's just going to come up and start telling you about it.
Waiters are
going to
tell us about
out.
The whole thing's fake. It's all fake. My waiter said so, it's fake.
Well, the new restrictions do not affect Busch Gardens, by the way, who told News 3 that the new orders don't affect the new theme park guidance that was issued last week.
Yeah.
They've got their all-new special event, the Busch Gardens Christmas Celebration, a limited-capacity outdoor holiday event that opened this past Friday. It's going to be held on select dates until January 3rd. They're actually increasing their capacity in time for the celebration.
Nice.
So they're going to have the Christmas celebration features Christmas lights and decorations, festive foods, live seasonal music,
jamming.
15 fan favorite roller coasters, attractions, plus abundant shopping. Busch Gardens did add that they're going to continue to enforce their mask and social distancing policies. They have temperature checks for all guests and ambassadors. You can reserve tickets online. Meanwhile, though, the Great Wolf Lodge in Williamsburg has their own deal going on.
Oh, really?
It is the Own the Park package. Now, okay. It is going to cost you, but you can, like, pool this together with some of your closest friends and make it happen. Here's what you get. Overnight accommodations, up to 10 family suites, exclusive water park access for 2.5 hours in the evening after the park closes. That is all the slides, the pools, the rivers, the play features, just for those included in the package. So you and your group, that's it. You can play safely, all overseen by Great Wolf's lifeguards. You get access to refreshment stations with complimentary drinks, in-suite fridges stocked with snacks and bottled water, a welcome gift valued at $50 for each suite.
Sounds like you're balling in this thing.
Private breakfast, all the complimentary services and amenities available. The package starts at $10,000.
Okay, and you said how many rooms?
10.
So if each family puts up $1,000, we can do this?
You could, yep.
I think I might do it.
The package must be reserved at least 14 days prior to the preferred arrival date. So, yeah. You know, not quite a Kim Kardashian Island million-dollar birthday, but it's pretty awesome.
It is only one night.
Yeah.
So it's still $1,000 for one night.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, you know, we went to swim with the dolphins in Florida. That was $250 a head. There's $1,000.
Yeah.
Did that for a few hours.
Yeah.
I'd do this.
Yeah. If you got an extra
10,000
laying around. If you had 10
families or 10 friends that you were cool being around, yeah.
Yep.
People chip in and get those big beach houses all the time. Mm-hmm. It's kind of the same deal.
I had some friends do it this weekend.
Yeah.
Had a cool beach house, went fishing the whole time.
Sweet.
So. So that's the fun we have going on in Virginia.
That's not bad.
In the United States, do we have a president-elect yet? The news stations are reporting that the president tweeted last night implying that Biden won the election. But the tweet was only up for 92 minutes, and then he took it down and said that he had won. His administration did pull back on one of the Pennsylvania lawsuits. Now, though, North Carolina is projecting a Trump win there.
Yeah, but they're running out of options.
Mm-hmm.
It's too many to make up. We'll have to see how this all, obviously it's going to play out to the end as it should, but the handwriting is slowly revealing itself here.
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing that we can seemingly all agree on is recreational marijuana. Initiatives passed in 4 states this year, from New Jersey to Montana to South Dakota. The Associated Press says this proves how broadly accepted pot has become throughout the country across party lines. In South Dakota and Montana, where President Trump won handily is the word they used.
Yes.
Recreational marijuana passed with at least 16 percentage points more of the vote than President-elect Joe Biden received.
All right, so marijuana would be a better president.
Yeah, essentially, yes.
Yeah. No recount there.
According to their votes.
Yeah.
A recent Gallup poll shows that 68% of people favor legalizing marijuana. Supporters say the tide is turning because the industry creates jobs, raises taxes, and because of its medicinal value. Yep.
Nice.
Now, speaking of getting high, SpaceX launched its second crew to the space station. The Dragon capsule on top was named Resilience by the crew in light of the challenges of 2020. The launch, here's the radio control sounds of the launch.
3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition, liftoff.
Roger, 1 Alpha. Godspeed, Resilience.
Stage 1, throttle down.
Yep.
Not a lot of convincing narrative going on there.
No, just very
Roger Alpha.
Day-to-day, bland. Yeah. Like they've said it a million times.
Resilience. Yeah, it's like Squidward.
Yes.
Godspeed, resilience.
This was the first full-fledged taxi flight for NASA by a private company. The Falcon rocket thundered into the night from Kennedy Space Center with 3 Americans and 1 Japanese on board. The flight to the space station is going to take 27 and a half hours door-to-door. It should be entirely automated, although the crew can take control if needed. And because it is SpaceX, the astronauts rolled out to the launch pad in Teslas.
Nice.
Yep.
Nice. I still can't get over the spacesuits. They are so cool looking. They look like they hired designers, like fashion designers, to put those things together. They look awesome.
They probably did. It's Kanye and his crew,
banging.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
So about this time last week, we were all talking about the passing of Alex Trebek.
Mm-hmm.
In the time since then, talk has turned to who could possibly replace the iconic Jeopardy game show host. And there is now a petition to get the former reading rainbow host LeVar Burton for the job. Like Trebek, Burton achieved much of his fame through educational television. He was truly humbled once he discovered fans had created this petition on his behalf.
Right.
He said to Page Six, "Even if nothing comes of it, I can't tell you how much I appreciate y'all's love and support." He added, "Of course, while I'm very flattered by the petition, my thoughts are definitely with Alex Trebek's family and his millions of fans and the devastating loss of this irreplaceable legend. Hashtag long live Alex." As of like 30 minutes ago, the petition had almost 86,000 signatures.
That's pretty great.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a big one. Yeah.
How old is he? Do we know?
63.
63.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they're going to go for somebody 63. I was just going to look up. There's a sportscaster named Dan Patrick who has been his lifelong ambition to be the host of Jeopardy. He is excellent. He does Sunday Night Football. He has his own syndicated radio show. Dan Patrick is 70?
Well, hold on. Maybe not. I'm getting multiple Dan Patricks coming up.
Yeah. That's a congressman.
Yeah, I just realized
that's
that.
That's the lieutenant governor. No, I need the Dan Patrick
the sportscaster.
Broadcaster.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's 64.
All right, so
he's a year older than LeVar Burton.
When they cast the next Jeopardy host, aren't they going to pick someone they can get 20 years out of? I mean, I realize that's an ageist statement to make, and I'm not like that, but realistically, continuity and consistency are everything in the broadcasting field.
Sure.
Especially that job, which requires trust. Now, the fact that it does require trust means that if you're LeVar Burton, you have that on day one. You don't have to earn that trust. You bring that with you.
That's right.
On the other hand, realistically, can you give me 10 years? 73? You can do that pretty easily, right?
Mm-hmm.
Before we have to be concerned about your health and things like that, you know, you hit that window. So I don't know if they're going to go for somebody that old, I guess is the short answer for me.
Well, didn't Alex Trebek say Betty White should replace him?
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
That'd be so fantastic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's tough.
Who else could? I mean, who else? Who would be a little bit? Who's in their 40s that could do this? You know?
Yeah.
Is there somebody that's in their 40s or 50s that even? 50s is considerable. There has to be someone. I hear the music playing, but nobody's answering.
It's something that they've been thinking about for a long time, and they're coming up with the same answers we are.
The obvious answer is Ken Jennings.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's the obvious answer. Ken Jennings.
That's what they say about it, too. That's why they haven't announced him as the host. They're kind of like, maybe, I don't know.
It's rumored that he was actually being groomed. I mean, they did take him onto the show.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe you brought up a good point with the trustworthiness that Alex Trebek brought to the job and that LeVar Burton would bring to the job.
Right.
And a lot of that coming from them with their educational TV backgrounds.
Yeah, but Alex Trebek didn't have that. He came from another game show.
I thought Shelley had said he did some educational TV before.
He did.
He may have. Well, he was a news anchor at one point in Canada.
Right. Well, there you go.
But that means nothing on NBC.
I guess, but I don't know. I feel like that just those positions allow people to feel like they trust you for some reason if you do a well enough job. And, I mean, LeVar Burton, especially with the kids, grew up loving him for Reading Rainbow.
Well, LeVar Burton would fit that. Yeah, Alex Trebek came here, and he did game shows.
Right.
He did game shows first, other game shows.
Right.
And then he landed Jeopardy as a host.
Yeah.
But by the same, whoever takes the job now.
Ryan Seacrest.
Oh.
Can you imagine? Oh, my God.
Unfortunately, I can.
What would happen? Seacrest does not need another job.
No.
Well, he's only got two jobs, right? No.
I don't know.
Well, he's got, okay. Here, he does his Ryan Seacrest radio show still, I believe. Then he does the Kelly Ripa show thing that is his regular gig. Then he has still got American Idol, and he does specials. Plus, he produces TV shows because he's behind the Kardashians, which is, I guess, going away, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
They say.
2020, finally, something.
Yeah, but you know what? Like Chip and Joanna, it'll be back, but we'll own it. We're not coming back working for somebody else. We're going to come back as owners. Watch.
Danny DeVito, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, Danny DeVito.
Now I'm just doing random names that will never have the job.
Oh, my God, you missed it last week. We did a phone call subject about random celebrity interactions. Like you just randomly run into a celebrity somewhere. And this guy had been at the Italian-American parade somewhere in New Jersey, and his dad was one of the event organizers. And he spent the night in a bar with Danny DeVito and Joe Pesci telling stories and drinking grappa. He's like, it was amazing,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah. Because Danny DeVito was Michael Douglas's roommate all through, like, their college years and whatnot.
Wow.
Their young acting years. They got a million stories. Anyway, I digress.
Well, the petition is to show Sony Pictures Entertainment Incorporated and the producers just how much love the public has for LeVar Burton and how much we'd all love to see him as the next host of Jeopardy. So his name is on the short list.
That would be nice. Here, let me grab this real quick at 366-9999. Here, we'll let somebody else weigh in. Yes. Oh, Tony who?
Tone
Loke.
Yeah.
Tone Loke.
All right.
Yeah.
Final Jeopardy. Yeah.
All right, finally in the news, I'll end with this. The struggle of working from home continues. A Whatcom County councilman that's in Washington State.
All right.
The councilman's name is Ben Elenebus. He was feeling the struggles of working from home. He was having trouble with his Wi-Fi signal during a virtual meeting, so he went out to his barn to stay connected. Yeah. And that's when this happened.
What he's thinking, what Kathy's thinking. And Mr. Yeah. Elenebus, do you actually have cows in your living room? Is that it?
I'm currently in the barn.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Better connection out here.
Interrupted by a cow. Uh-huh. Interrupting cow says moo.
Interrupting cow.
It actually literally happened.
Oh my God, it happened. Yes, that's excellent.
Around here today, we got sunny skies, a high of 59, a west wind 13 to 17 miles per hour. Gusts up to as high as 25. Clear tonight, 42 is your low. Sunny and 60 tomorrow. Right now, we're at 52 degrees. And I am Shelley for Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.